When we look at landscape, we do not see what is there, but largely what we think is there.
You think about the landscape a lot.
One day it's white, mountains, and one day it's grey, grey and black. Something majestic and magical about them.
I can see why people thought, you know, maybe gods lived up by the mountain.
Oh. I imagine myself on top of the mountain, opening the treasure chest and signing the book.
As if it were me.
Personalities too, mm-hmm. I think. And how different mountains probably have different personalities. I guess if they were people, they would be interesting people because they don't stay the same, you know, they're not boring.
When I see mountains, I don't hear any sound. I feel a presence. And it's
maybe
very
there's a
quiet.
Whole other universe and world happening that is unseen and we don't. I'm going to try not to sort of type people, including myself, and so it does strike me as strange that I have apparently such a strong identification with not climbing mountains.
So mountain, I guess, is mounted, it's high, whatever. But you have these mountains, you have these similar sorts of depths in the sea. I was thinking, because it's like the upside down, it's like the other side of thing.
Emotion or trauma, however that trauma somehow gets transformed into the actual form of the mountain.
Yeah.
And then they become the mountain.
My friend has buried her costume. She was an artist, so she made a picture of it afterwards. He's here in the mountain.
That's very sweet.
Yes, it is. And she had cats. She also took them there.
Oh, really?
Together in it. So it's nice.